Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to get that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and listen to whatever divine messages we are receiving today. These messages are meant for you, meant for your life, meant to help you to understand who you are and what life is really all about. So we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves, and we will let the magical DC Love go first.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and it's very hard for me to say that because whenever I do, I hear Joan Rivers whispering in my ear, "Yes, DC, and you're certifiable." But I'm also an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you well know, a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But Joan has left a beautiful door open, and others have walked through that space. It has given me access to the most ironic, yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background had been in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force I now belong to. It is the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach, conscious channel, author, speaker, radio show host, and spiritual energy healer. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with. And all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or about myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll see Learn More buttons under each of our pictures. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information that I've gained over the years that I've placed there. And it may just be what you are looking for. All right, now it's time for us to hear the messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Okay, Barbara, the first thing I have, I was guided to read a prayer. It was written by Asia Voigt, and it's entitled Archangel Metatron, and it's a prayer for powerful presence. Archangel Metatron, I call upon you to bring powerful presence into my life. Guide me to remain fully grounded and be a messenger between worlds like you are, hearing divine guidance and wisdom is my soul's desire, and yet I become unbalanced and distracted. You, Metatron, succeed in wholly embracing earthly energy with heavenly energy. Teach me your wisdom. Reroute my body's aura to accept perfect balance of high and low frequencies. Metatron, clear my cellular memory of persecution fears in this life and all lifetimes of being a sage, a seer, a medium, a channel, a wizard, a witch. Allow me to have compassion for those in my life who do not understand my spiritual desires and not be guided by them. Escort my direction so that I may find a powerful balance of spirit and earth. Archangel Metatron, I welcome your strong presence so I feel safe to be completely spirit-filled in my physical body and capable of holding my soul in a centered state. And Barbara, that was the little prayer that I was guided to read. Okay, and now I want to bring in Jesus. I was guided to say that he wants to come in today, and we're going to do a little bit of a meditation. Okay?
Okay.
So the first thing that I want everyone to do is just sit comfortably, relax, breathe a little bit, and then close your eyes and imagine that you're sitting with Jesus and choose a place that brings you peace and joy. You sit down and Jesus is beside you. He turns towards you. You notice how happy he is. This is a time that you spend just with him. He says, "Hello, beloved. I am so happy to be here with you today. You can always talk with me. I'm here to listen. Please give me all your worries and your cares. Let's have a heartfelt conversation. Don't be afraid about, you know, speaking of what's on your mind. Just speak from your heart. Today, on this morning right now, Jesus asks us to think about the new beginnings that are coming. And he asks that we make the most of our days as we live our life with Jesus by our side. He asks us to look back with appreciation, but look ahead with anticipation as we celebrate God's grace. He also asks that we reflect on the accomplishments we've made, as well as things that didn't work out for us during this year so far, and the missed opportunities and mistakes, and just move ahead with faith and confidence, knowing that we may not be perfect, and assuring us that we are still a work in progress with Jesus by our side, letting you know that anything is possible. He asks that we take time to show love to our family and friends and learn to give and receive love and to express our love in our lives in as many ways as we can. He asks that we start each day by feeling his love and then spread that love wherever it is needed most. He wants each of us to move ahead with confidence and to renew our spirit, bringing hope to our hearts as we pursue our passions with joy. He asks us to think about every aspect of our life and to be excited for what it will bring, and to pray each day and walk by faith and to increase our trust in his power and willingness to provide for our future. Before we can truly move forward, Jesus reminds us to put the past behind us now, also to forgive others and ourselves so that we may truly have a happy future. He now asks us to put our hands in his. He is reaching out to each one of us with love, telling us that whatever happened in the past must remain where it belongs. What do you need as we are here? Give me your burdens. What is weighing you down? Tell me what is in your heart. I will bless you with that which is for your highest good. I'm pleased that we have such a beautiful relationship. Please tell me about all your joys. Give me all that saddens you. I'm with you. I'm here right now. Tell me everything. Ask for help. I want to help you. Please, just sit with me for a moment. Let me know all your hopes and your dreams. I'm now going to give you a moment to speak personally with Jesus. And please, take this time to tell him everything that's been on your mind. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. You can return here whenever you want and spend more time with me. I'll always be here waiting. I love you, my child. We thank Jesus for the time that we have had with him today, and we look back in appreciation for all that we have been given, and we look ahead with anticipation for God's grace. Jesus asks that we start anew and be prepared for all the blessings that await us. Remember that God is our strength and our foundation. Enjoy the gift of each new day with God's love in your soul. May this day and every day of this year be filled with God's grace and blessings, and may he continue to bless and strengthen you. Jesus waves goodbye, saying, "I love you." His love remains. It is ever present. Okay. Now I have another message, and this message is from Archangel Zadkiel. I am Archangel Zadkiel, whose name means Grace of God. Call upon me to help you remember your divine spiritual identity. I have also been called the Angel of Memory. If you can't remember where you put something, or you need to remember someone's name, or if you would like to shift your focus from negative to positive, I can help. As well, if you are recalling too many painful memories, I will intervene on your behalf and clear out your memory bank. I will help you to focus on all the beautiful moments in your life. I can help you to connect with your inner light and help you to live your life from the lighter side as you take responsibility for your own happiness. I am also known as the Archangel of Compassion. I will help you balance divine love and compassion, as well as helping you to heal from pain that you are experiencing and be able to move forward, living a healthier and happier life. Please call upon me when you need help to let go of maybe an abusive relationship, and I will help. I will hold your hand as you release any resentment you are harboring. Moving on from pain can be easier via the process of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a great healer. Also, I can help if you need to forgive yourself. I will call upon the violet flame essence and I cleanse, transmute, and purify any dense negative energy into pure light. Beloved ones, you will have healing within your body, your mind, and your soul, and I can assist as well in freeing yourself of negative karma and heal any negativity related to past lives. If you are seeking to develop yourself on a spiritual level, please call upon me to assist you. I can help you with clairaudience, being able to receive messages from spirit. Your spiritual skills are a divine gift. Allow me to help you develop them, accelerating spiritual growth as you gain confidence and make a difference in your life as well as the lives of others. If you need more time to connect with your inner child as well as nurturing yourself, call upon me for assistance. Allow me to help, as we will invite your inner child to come to play. It is very important to nurture your own inner child. It is not only fun, but could bring about great emotional healing. Please call upon me whenever you need help. I will assist you in miraculous ways, whether it is gaining confidence to make major life changes or helping you to create the life of your dreams. Know that I am here to assist you. I will guide you as you fulfill your life's purpose. It is my mission to help you discover the divine within you, bringing forth the wisdom and guidance needed that will increase your spiritual growth and free yourself of any perceived limitations. I am Archangel Zadkiel. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Thank you, DC. Okay, let's see what kind of message Jesus wants to share with us right now. Here we go. Good morning, my beloveds. We hope that each and every one of you is allowing the love in your life through your heart to be shared. We hope that each of you is open to love, being in that flow of love allows you to let go of all of that other stuff, all of those worries, doubts, fears, stress, all of that stuff that weighs you down, and it lets you just float in the love, in the knowing of the beauty of your life, the beauty of you. Life is not about overcoming challenges, eliminating obstacles, fighting the good fight. It's actually more about surrender. It's more about opening yourself to that trusting. Trusting that God, the Creator, Allah, Buddha, whatever name you want to use, is within you. Trusting that there is no separation. We want you to look at what you focus on in your life. Do you spend most of your time thinking about or worrying about what is wrong? Or do you spend your time seeing what is right? So often people spend their time in the negativity. They worry. They fret. They let the negativity consume them. And then they wonder why there's so much negativity in their lives. If you spend your time consciously and unconsciously thinking about the negativity all of the time, then that is the energy that you are in. That is the energy you are creating in. That is what you are creating. Now, we do understand that letting go of all of that negativity can seem overwhelming. It can seem impossible. But we assure you that it is possible. But it's only possible if you change. You cannot stay as you have been and expect anything to change. And we know that some of you do make the effort and you pray and you beg and you ask to have your life change. But you're not really willing to allow that change. Make sure that you are willing to allow what you have asked to receive. It's an important part of the process. You only manifest in your life what you are open to, what you are allowing. You can sit forever and beg God to change your life, but if you're not willing to allow it, nothing is going to change. Because God respects your free will. Your ability to create, your right to live in whatever it is you have created. And God will not take that away if that is what you are choosing to be in. So be aware of your choices. Be aware of what you are thinking, what you are feeling, what you are creating. God does not want to take over your life. There's no need for God to do that. God is a part of you, a part of your life. God knows what you feel, what you think, what you experience. There are no secrets. It's time for you to be aware of what you do, what you think, what you feel. It's time for you to be aware of what you create. We can assist you, but we only assist you in whatever it is that you make important. And so often what you make important is not what you say is important. Because in your unconscious, there is so much that doesn't match what you say. It's time for you to bring yourself into alignment, to open up to letting go, to allowing yourself to move into energy that is positive, that creates your desires, that allows you fulfillment, that opens you up to love. That is how you change your life. That is what we can help you with. Please ask us. We are here for you. We love you. We know how wonderful your life can be. And we'd love to have you join us. We send you love. Open your heart and accept it. It is yours. It is you. It is now. Be well, my beloveds. Be well. Okay.
Oh, beautiful, Barbara. Thank you so much. It was awesome.
Ah. All right. Now we have come to the part of the show where people can ask us questions. If you have called in and you have a question or want a message, be sure and press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my studio dashboard. And if you are in the chat room, you can type in your question, and we will get to you guys in the order in which you have asked, hopefully. All right. Our first question is in the chat room, and it's from Little Fairy. And the question is, hi, Barbara and DC, would be very grateful for some insight about my job search. Please, it's challenging to keep the faith. I really want to start working very soon. Thanks. So, DC, what are you getting for Little Fairy?
Okay, well, the first thing I'm getting, Little Fairy, is that you've got to remember that life is always abundant. And I'm getting that you're going to receive a message in regard to making your financial dreams become a reality. And, you know, there's going to be resolutions coming. But you've got to stay positive, okay? And that's going to help immensely. Stay positive is what I'm getting. Okay. I'm also getting, okay, you've got to express what you're needing in a loving yet powerful way. Communication is very, very important. It's time, Little Fairy, to express your truth, and don't be afraid, because this is really going to help you to, you know, positively go forward. You've got to gather those thoughts and then set them free, let them go. Your guides are helping you at this time to speak, you know, strongly, more lovingly, and they're helping you to make sure there's not miscommunication among others, you know, and having to repeat what you say, okay? And I'm getting, there's a little bit of a problem in your throat chakra, okay? You've got to be able to speak your truth. Okay, that's really important. And then the other message that I'm getting, Little Fairy, is you've got to be true to who you are. I feel there's a struggle within, and you worry, you know, like about sort of like going on that right path, the one that you truly desire. Because when you do, how is it going to impact you, but how is it going to impact others? Be true to who you are. Any path that you step upon and you compromise what you truly want is going to be out of sync, okay? And you're not going to find the success, the happiness, and everything that comes with it, okay? We don't want you to do anything to harm another person, but you cannot ignore your own needs. Okay? When you are truly happy, you're going to lift others up around you, and you're going to become a role model. And that's done by following your inner truth. And please, don't be afraid. Welcome the new. Changes can be exciting. Opportunities are coming. You're learning more. There's going to be success. I'm getting that you have a little bit of anxiety in regard to welcoming the new. Okay, so the angels are with you, and they want to help you, and they're reassuring you that change is a beautiful thing, and it could bring many blessings as well. What you've been envisioning may occur differently than, you know, you have, you know, may have seen, but all is in divine perfect order. So please have faith and know that in each moment you're guided. Trust that your needs are going to, they're going to be provided for. But you've got to follow the guidance you're receiving as well. Be excited about this change and see it as a new adventure with spirit. And Little Fairy, you're also becoming more sensitive to things around you, maybe chemicals, even the people that you are around. So I'm getting there's a need to detox. Right now you're more in touch with your inner guidance and your true feelings. Okay, so focus your thoughts on healing and manifesting what you desire. Okay, let me see what else I have here. And Little Fairy, I'm getting that you are healing from the past. Okay, and there is some kind of a reoccurring pattern that keeps coming up, and it's bringing hurt feelings from your past. And the angels are saying, Little Fairy, it's time for you to really change this pattern. You've got to face whatever it is. And finally heal all those emotional pains that you're carrying. And you know that you're tired of revisiting the same thing over and over again, but yet you think there is no other way to do this, but there is. Okay? And I have Mother Mary coming in, and she's bringing hope, and she's saying, little fairy, have trust that God always has a wonderful solution and a plan for you, okay? And be willing to release any kind of old resentments that you have been carrying, okay? Know that you are watched over. You're truly safe right now. All of heaven is watching over you, okay? So you don't have to be defensive about anything, because when we stand guard constantly, we're not enjoying the moment, the present moment. Just relax and know that you're in God's protective arms, little fairy. This is going to help reduce your stress level, and you're going to feel healthier, okay? God, Mother Mary, Jesus, the angels, they've all heard your prayers, and they're being answered, okay? So pay attention to any kind of repetitive thoughts that you're having, any feelings, and this is going to guide you along your path, okay? Okay, I think I have one more message. Let me see what the angels are pointing to something. I'm not sure what they're pointing to. Okay, let's see. Okay, little fairy, Jesus is with you, and he wants to help to give you the strength, the hope, peace, and courage that you're needing to really go forward. Okay, so please call upon him, and whatever name that you choose, like Barbara said, it could be God, it could be Source, it could be Universe, whatever you're comfortable with. But that beautiful energy is with you at this time, helping you to, you know, stay strong and have hope in your heart. And never forget the inner strength and courage that you have, because it's really needed in this situation. And call upon, you know, Jesus and his support and his love. And know that, you know, that you have the strength to go forward. You have the strength to really, you know, pursue whatever it is that you truly want within your heart, okay? Be bold. And know that the angels are by your side, little fairy. And that's what I have, Barbara.
Okay, great. Little fairy typed a message saying, thanks, DC, makes sense. I'm struggling to stay positive, and I am introverted and sometimes scared to speak my truth. Tired of going through so much pain as I did in the past. Want to heal that indeed. Okay. So let's see what Jesus wants to say to you, little fairy. My beloved one, I want you to sit back and relax. And just breathe. We are sending the angels to work with you right now, in this moment, you and anyone else who is ready to receive them. All you have to do is say yes in your mind, out loud, whatever works for you. They are going within you and finding those areas that hold those painful memories that you have not been able to release. And they are neutralizing them. You will still have your memories, but they will not be emotionally charged as they have been. You will be able to remember and not have to feel what you used to feel. You will simply see what happened, learn the lesson, and move on with your life. This is about opening you up to what is there for you. And they are also working on your throat chakra, clearing out the fear. Releasing the label that you are introverted. It's what it is. It's a label that you accepted. It's a label that you have worn for most of your life. But that doesn't make it true. And that label is being removed from your identity. And your throat is being cleared, so that speaking will be natural and easy. There is no reason why you should hold back in being you. You have much to share. You have many gifts, and you are just barely learning of them. Let This clearing energy is opening you and whoever else has decided to accept it in new ways, opening you to life, to your life, to accepting your life. And this is a big deal for you. You've been hiding yourself for so long. And now the light can shine forth. And you have the freedom to be you, to be all of who you choose to be. We are opening you more and more to this. And allow this to happen. And even if you feel that you've done this in the past, know that you've changed. And what is happening now is different from what happened then, because you are different. So even if your brain is arguing, saying, we've already done this, why are we doing this again? Just breathe. The angels are doing what is for your highest good right now, in this moment. And your brain wants to take you down a path you've already been, but that's not where you are. So just breathe. This is opening you in new ways. So just breathe. Now you are being filled with the light of peace. So you can accept your life as it is, without worrying about how it's supposed to be. This is opening you up to living right now, to accepting yourself. Right now, creating your desires right now. And just breathe and allow it to happen. This is for you because you deserve it. The angels will continue to work with you and all the others who have said yes to this for as long as it is needed. We are not bound by time, so don't worry. We will always be there for you. You are loved. That's what he wanted to say to you. Let's see, little fairy typed in more. So thanks so much, Barbara. I was hurt emotionally at my previous jobs and want to let that go, and now want things to be much better and pleasant at the new job I'll find. Hope it's happening soon. Okay, and she's in a smiley face and a heart. All right, little fairy. You're going to keep working on you, and apparently on lots of others too. So just let this happen. Let this flow. You don't need to fight it, and you don't need to do anything unless you're actually inspired to do anything. So just allow yourself to be. All right, we are going to the caller from area code 646.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh, it's been so long since I've heard your voice. Hi, Helena.
Hi, Barbara.
Oh, Helena, I've been thinking about you. My goodness.
Hi. I know, so long.
Hi.
So long. Hi.
So what's up, young lady?
Well, two questions. One, physically I'm having some stuff going on yesterday and today, and I'm wondering if it's ascension symptoms or exhaustion or something else. And then also asking if you guys get anything on the progress of my creative career.
Okay, let's see what we get.
Thanks.
Helene. It's DC. Thank you for calling in. My goodness.
Thank you.
I've been thinking about you, and I was going to send you a message via Facebook. Yeah, you've been on my mind, and I looked through the messages, and your face pops up, and it was like, oh, my gosh, you've got to see what's going on with Helena. So I'm so happy that you called in.
Thank you.
But I am getting, in regard to, like, the second question's career, I'm getting there's going to be a career change. It's going to be very positive. It's on the horizon, okay?
Good. That's good.
And I'm getting passion is going to be the center of this change, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're really going to realize your true passion and your life's purpose, Helena.
I think I have, DC. I haven't.
This is going to align with it, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to have more joy that you need back in your life again, okay? So just until it comes in, just keep focusing on what it is that you're wanting, and I'm getting this is going to be and change. It's going to be really self-empowering, you know? There's like, you know what you want, but there's something that is going to be a new passion as well. It's like a flower that's opening. It's starting to bloom, okay? And with all of that, of course, comes abundance, okay?
Yep.
So we can't forget about the abundance. That's coming as well.
Good.
Okay, are you getting enough, like, fresh air? Usually, sometimes when you call in, we hear beep, 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 and that's not fresh air. So I don't know.
I'm doing a lot of walking. I'm not spending the quality time outdoors that I'd like, but I'm getting out when I can. But I'm indoors a lot, working.
And you know what? I'm getting, you can connect with your joy no matter if you're inside or you're outside. You know, wherever you are, you can still connect with your joy, Helena, and that's really important. It's a mindset, okay?
Yeah.
So we can't hold back and say, I'm going to be happy when I get that job. I'm going to be happy when you've got to be happy right now in the here and the now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's super, super important. Connecting with your joy, And Ginger is coming in, and it's a little bit early, but Lane is here, so I'm coming in. And she's saying, I've got joy, joy, joy down in my heart. She's starting to sing. And I'm not.
Oh, this dog sings too, huh?
She's saying, Helena, it's time to have joy and happiness. Enjoy yourself. It's time to breathe deep and be alive. She's saying everything I said, okay? She wants you to laugh. She wants you to lighten up. And she's saying, stop being so serious.
Smile
and laugh. No. Oh, my gosh. She loves when you smile and laugh. And just, be easy, with yourself. Like, you've got to just take time for Lena and just relax, and slow down, breathe. It's sort of like you're pushing it against the grain a little bit too much, okay? And that really does not help. It makes everything so hard, okay?
It's been a little hard because I took on some work. I actually got some paying work, not creative, but I'm grateful for this, but it's a little overwhelming. It was clear, but now it's grown, and the responsibility and everything's making me a little crazy.
Right. Well, you're finding out that you're stronger than you thought you were, is what Ginger's telling me. Okay?
Okay.
Really strong than you thought you were, but you've got to take a little time just to really, detach from all of this, when you're not working and things, and just, find things that bring you joy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Comes to mind, do that, but you need some kind of stress management here. Whether it's watching a funny movie, getting a little bit more sleep, meditation, whatever, helps you with that stress, Helena, is what I'm getting. But you've got to be kind and you've got to be gentle with yourself,
okay?
And that's going to help, like, health-wise, okay? And just listen to your body, because every part of our body has a little voice. So listen to, your body. Ask your body, are you trying to tell me something? Okay? And invite Archangel Raphael in. And he's, not seeing anything bad or anything. I'm seeing everything is changing and it's going to go in a positive direction for you.
Yes.
Okay, I see beautiful new opportunities. And I feel like, your body's like a barometer. You know, like, what you're feeling and stuff. It's sort of telling you everything anyway. So you really do know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but stress is not good. The stress part of it is not good for anyone, okay?
Yeah.
Have faith, and
yes.
I'm getting everything is going to be wonderful for you, okay? And whatever's going on in your body, I see Archangel Raphael with you. You know, just speak with him, and Jesus is with him as well. And I'm getting, you know, as you have faith and trust, I feel like your health is getting better, okay?
Okay, good.
That makes sense?
Good. Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Because I called Archangel Raphael in this morning when, you know, my body was getting a little crazy. So I was like, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, and just, I'm getting the word boundaries. You've got
to
have some boundaries in your life. Okay,
yeah.
And Ginger's drawing, she has that caution tape all around you.
Love that dog.
So she's putting up caution tape. So you've got to set boundaries is what I'm getting. You better do it.
Yeah.
My gosh. Helena, it was so beautiful to hear your voice, okay?
Oh.
Always stay in a state of fear. And Ginger's there when you need her as well as Joan. They've been, like, sort of, like, checking in on you, from what I understand.
Oh, way cool. Way cool.
So they've been watching, you know. I'm getting, like, there's a little bit of clutter, like, that you've got to clean out. And there might be some clutter within yourself, okay?
Okay.
So it's weighing you down. It's, like, sort of weighing you down is what Ginger's showing me. And she's saying, girlfriend, get rid of it because new beginnings are coming. And it's sort of like... it's like dragging your energy down. So clean out whatever it is that's within, okay? Whatever
okay.
is sort of like lingering is what I'm getting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're coming in with this gigantic, I don't know, it's a, some kind of a, like a leaf blower, and they're saying, Helena, hold on to something. They're going to blow it out of you.
Good. I'll take it.
Hold on to something, but they're gonna do their best to help you as well. And thank you so much for calling in,
thank
Helena.
You.
And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless,
thank
honey.
You. God bless.
Okay. Here is what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, sometimes you are still like that little hamster running in that wheel, running faster and faster and faster, and wondering why you don't actually go anywhere. We want to help you with that. It's time to get out of that wheel. So just take a few nice deep breaths, and the angels are coming in to you and anyone else who is willing to accept them, going within you and finding those contradictions. And you have many of those contradictions. Those beliefs that see your value, those beliefs that you have no value, those beliefs that know you are meant to succeed and to shine, those beliefs that say you will never succeed, you will never shine, you must hide, you are insignificant. So many contradictions. And they are neutralizing them, taking you back to that space where you get to create. This is so much of the clutter that is in you, that has been in you for so long. And you have been working hard for a number of years now to clear that clutter out. And you have done a wonderful job. But we're helping you with the rest. And we are severing the ties to all those things from the past. All those things that have already happened, they're done, they're over with. You don't need to be tied to them anymore. They do not benefit you to be tied to them. And so the ties are being cut and healed so that you can look back at the past and see things that happened without them dragging you back into that energy, into that moment. So you can just say, that was interesting. And keep moving forward in your life. Part within you that believes that you don't actually deserve to have the kind of work that you really want to do. That you're not good enough. And that is being taken apart, deconstructed, and tossed out. so that that is no longer the dominant thought in your mind. And you are being filled with the knowing of who you are, the truth of who you are, the truth that goes beyond just being this body, this life, these little things that you've experienced, the truth that takes you deeper, deeper into the eternal you, deeper into the knowing your power. And just breathe deeply. And allow all this movement to happen. This is not about you doing anything. It's really about you being. So just breathe and be. And we are also opening you up to your connection. There's still a part within you that says you are alone. And you are never alone. You have never been alone. You will never be alone. Alone is not possible. The one who created you is within you. So all this aloneness is being released. We are working with you to create your life as you are choosing to experience it. And as you let go of more and more of this old energy, these old lessons that you were taught as a child, then you get to move into the energy that is here now. You are not your past. We want those words to sink in, to really sink in for you and anyone else who is willing to accept them. You are not your past. And you do not deserve to be punished for your past. And so we are clearing away the energy of any need to be punished, any need to be restricted, any need that feels that you have a debt to pay before you can be happy. All of that is being released. It's not true, and it never was true, and you do not need to live your life that way. And you are being filled with the truth of who you are, the amazing energy of you. And if you are feeling that power, know that that is you that you are feeling. That is the truth of you. That is the power of you. The majesty of you. The spirit of you that knows you can do anything and that you deserve everything. Everything that you desire. And there's no need to wait. Put it off and think, oh, well, someday. Clearing that out of you, too. Someday is now. The only time is now. You are creating your life right now. Allow yourself to experience your greatness right now. Allow yourself to manifest your desires right now. Allow yourself to live right now. And just breathe deeply. Definitely on your path to greatness. Accept that. And move forward with the confidence and the knowing that this really is you. You are a beautiful light to this world. Let yourself shine. It's time, right now. We are with you. Oh, okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Thank you so much.
My head's kind of spinning now. Okay.
Yeah, welcome to my world. Lots of love and big thanks to both of you.
You are welcome.
Back at you, Helena.
Thanks. And to Ginger, my dog.
You.
Oh, that is wonderful. All right. So spend a little time just sitting and being and let the angels finish their work. And don't forget how amazing and magnificent you are, because you do forget that. So stop forgetting.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling. It was nice to hear your voice again.
Same here. I'll be in touch. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Lots of love. Later.
Okay, we still have 6 more minutes, so if there's anyone else who has a question, press the number 1 on your phone and we will talk to you. Or if you're logged into the chat room, you have a few minutes to type away and we will answer your question. And actually, you only have 30 seconds, and if no one's done anything by then, we'll end the show. So, oh, boy, we have wonderful energy running around us and through us today.
Yeah.
I just feel like, oof.
And Ginger wants to say to everyone, Barbara, don't focus on your problems. Focus on solutions. Stop complaining, because complaining only brings in more negativity.
And that is so true, because it is the energy that you are in that you are creating more of. So if you are in the energy of my life is wrong, things are crappy, blah, 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 then that is what you are creating more of. And people just
definitely
don't get
and
that.
And she has a big positive energy ball, and she's just throwing it out to everyone, and she's saying positive energy is going to bring about all your desires. Follow your heart and just do what you feel is right. You know, it's that easy.
Yes, it is. So listen to Ginger. She's a very wise dog.
Well, she's been listening to you for a long time, she said, Barbara. I've been writing stuff down, she said. I've been writing stuff down.
Well, I know that my life goes so much better when I actually listen to me, too.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm being told that, well, I was being told, but now I see someone has their hand up, so I'm going to click on the person from area code 831. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Lily. I'm in California, and I had a very emotional awakening about my insecurities yesterday. And just want to know what Spirit has to say. Trying not to overthink it, and bless my husband, he had to hear it all. And just want to know how to handle this. I'm in my 50s. I shouldn't feel this way, but I have no idea how this became.
Well, let's see what kind of messages we're getting for you. So, DC, what do you have for Lily?
Yes, Lily, you know what? My journey began in my 50s. So, you know what? 50 is, it's only a number, okay? I'm getting listening to stuff what you're getting, okay? And I'm getting like your emotions may be getting in the way of really you seeing things clearly, okay? Ginger, my dog, she transitioned last July, and she's telling me that you've been hiding in your spiritual closet, okay?
Mm. Wow, okay.
So it's time that, you know, to open that closet door and come out. If you don't, Joan and she are going to get over there to your house, and they're going to open the door and pull you out. The world needs your beautiful energy, okay? Come out and just start connecting, and you're going to see that you're like this big, beautiful magnet, and you're going to be attracting more and more beautiful souls that are just like you. Okay? And that's what she's showing me. Don't be afraid, you know? You're on this beautiful spiritual path, and just be true to what's in your heart. Whatever you're feeling, be true to what's in your heart. Okay? Just, you know, be gentle. Take your time, one step at a time. It doesn't have to be, you know, anything that's going to be, you know, a fearful journey or anything. But as you listen to your guidance, you know, the angels are with you, and they're lighting the path that you're on, okay? And you're on a beautiful path that's going to be filled with peace and purpose and power. Mother Mary is coming in, and she's asking that you notice and you trust the signs that heaven is sending you, okay? I am getting that, you know, you've put something out to the universe, and this is coming back as answered prayers. Okay, so you may get a sign from a song that you hear on the radio. It could be a billboard. It could be a conversation that you're overhearing. There's so many possibilities. Okay, so just please listen, you know, try to notice the signs that you're getting. And as you start listening, heaven is sending you more signs, and they're helping and they're participating in this journey with you. Okay? If you don't understand the signs, please ask. Tell the angels I need a little bit more clarification. Okay? Stay optimistic, and, you know, everything is happening the way it's supposed to, you know, in divine timing. And
okay.
Mother Mary,
beautiful. Oh, sorry, what does Mother Mary say?
She's saying trust that this is going to be beautiful. Stay in a state of hope. Okay? And this, you know, trust in God's plan for you, hon, okay?
All right, that's something I've
and you
been
have
trying
a magnetic
to control.
Ginger keeps showing me a magnet, and she's saying, like, she's showing me, like, you're just, like, putting out that magnet, and people are just, like, they're just, like, being pulled towards you. You have this beautiful magnetic personality. Okay, so whatever it is that's scaring you, whatever fears, whatever insecurities, whatever it is, give it to God and the angels, okay? And they're going to help you to be more, you know, hopeful and optimistic. And just trust that God, you know, with his infinite wisdom, he knows, you know, what's best for you, okay? And have a blessed day. That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, but just you've got to really connect and see how amazing you are, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now, here is your message from Jesus. All right, so just sit back and just listen and feel the energy. Here we go. My beloved one, first we want to remind you that your age has nothing to do with it. But in a way, it has everything to do with it because you have lived your life. You have experienced so much. And there is a part of you that is saying, it's time to let go of this garbage. We no longer need to live with this. It's time for us to have the freedom to be who we really are, to stand up, to be seen, to be heard, to let go of the fears that we were taught, the fears that have held us back from seeing the truth, from being the truth. And I'm sending to you a beautiful host of angels who are going to help you go of what you no longer need. This is not something that you need to sit and think about. This is about you letting go, you accepting who you really are. And we can see that our just talking about this is stirring up all kinds of little fears within you. And the angels are going to help you with that as well. because those fears are not real. They're just little stories that you've been told by people that you've accepted. They're not even your energy. You don't need them. They're being removed. It is time for you to really decide who you are, who you want to be, what you want to experience. And frankly, your age is bringing you great wisdom. It's also bringing you courage. You are old enough now to know that other people's opinions really don't matter. And you don't have to live your life bending over trying to please anyone else. You are ready to stand in your own power, in your own light, in your own truth. This is a beautiful opportunity for you to create your life the way you desire it to be. Not the way anyone's ever told you it had to be, and definitely not from those childhood fears about what you can and cannot do. All of that is being cleared out of you because you don't need it. It was never you. You have within you the Creator, the one who creates everything, the one who created you. You are a creator. You've created everything that you've ever experienced, whether you knew it or not. And now you are opening up to seeing what you are creating, which allows you to change what you are creating. It's allowing you to be who you truly are. And just let this happen. And allow us to assist you and bring you clarity about what is actually important. And you may be surprised at what is not important. But that's okay. It just means you get to let it go. This is your life. And this is your time to accept you, to love yourself. Exactly as you are, with all of your imperfections. I love yourself simply because you love yourself. You don't have to prove anything to be loved. You certainly don't have to prove anything for you to love you. Loving yourself is the greatest gift that you can give to you. So let go of all of those stories about how you have to be perfect and just to love and accept you right now, exactly as you are and as you change, because that love never, ever dies. This is about you opening up to you, you accepting you. You being you. And there is so much from the past that is being released. And just let it go, because you don't need it. You have so much wisdom within you. You have so much love within you. Are you ready to start truly living your life? Are you ready to wake up and shine?
Yes, 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 and yes.
Wonderful. Because that is what you are doing. Accept it. Accept it with your arms wide open. Accept it with love and joy. Accept it. And be you. We are here to help you, and we love you, and you are amazing. You truly are. Okay, take some nice deep breaths, because he gave you lots and lots of energy in there. Whew. So how does it feel to be an amazing woman in her 50s?
I needed that reminder. Thank you. I allowed ego to get in there, and I'm actually kind of ashamed. Oh.
Okay, let go of the shame. You don't need that either.
All righty. Wow. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And enjoy the new you. And really notice when you are being in that energy of love and when you are being in that energy of fear. So step out of the fear into the love.
Yes, ma'am.
Things are coming into your life, so get busy.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling, Lily.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Whew. Another wonderful boost in our energy, and we are out of time, so it's time to say goodbye for now, and we will be back. Well, DC and I will be back on Get Answers to Life's Questions tomorrow, and we'll do Mornings with Jesus next Tuesday. We hope everyone has an amazing day with all this energy around. I don't see how you can't. Any last words, DC?
I'm hungry.
I am too, and that's weird. I'm not usually hungry this time of day. All this energy, I think.
Yep. Have a great day, Barbara, and everyone. I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.